I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings.
Dude, that's pretty cool.
Man, that is a,
Dude, that's pretty good.
This is The Gloom, bringing you weekly interviews with F3 Omaha Packs, exploring their F3 experiences and finding those sticky elements that create the glue in the gloom.
Shout out to our sponsors. Major Team Mortgage, Omaha Laser Dentistry, Exclusively Eye Care, Liberty Core Real Estate, Avier Wealth Management, and Apex Men's Clinic. We appreciate their support.
Yo, Gloom listeners, it's The Plague, and today I'm talking about getting your finances as fit as your physique. Our very own F3 Omaha brother, Jean-Claude, aka Michael Pfluger, at Avior Wealth Management, specializes in building personalized financial plans. He understands the journey you walk in life as a man of faith, safeguarding your family, and creating a legacy. Jean-Claude is ready to help you plan your finances with intention so that you can live with purpose. And that's just the beginning when you work with the Avior Wealth team. Visit avior.com/F3. That's AVIOR.com/F3. And see how Michael can guide your financial journey today.
Now let's get back to the gloom.
And we're back. Another fantastic leader from our F3 Omaha former PsyQs. This guy in particular was able to lead out in Southwest Omaha at the Dune. So one of our younger sites, but also a thriving site. And I've just enjoyed getting to know this guy. Always delivers a phenomenal COT and is always willing to go deep, share how he's feeling, and excited to get your story out there. We got Peg Leg on with us today. Good to see you, brother.
Yeah, and good to see you guys.
Where we like to kind of start is just the beginning. Talk us through kind of the EH story, who EH'd you. Would love to hear that first workout. And then how'd you get the name Peg Leg?
Yeah, awesome. No, thanks again for having me, guys. Happy to be with you here today. So my EH story. So this goes back probably a year before I actually had my first workout. So I previously had worked with Ice-T, and you know, how I knew him at the time was Brian Adams, right? And we just got done running the Heat the Streets 5K. I was extremely out of shape. I had always been a runner prior to F3, and then, you know, kind of similar to a lot of guys, right? You go through a period of like, oh, I'm busy with kids or, you know, this, that, the other. And I just, you know, kind of had stopped. So anyway, I had just got done running this 5K. I had my oldest son with me and it was super fun, right? He was the only kid that was in the 12 and under age group. He didn't know that, but he won. Right. So he went, you know, he got the medal. He was on the podium and, I was just super proud. Right. I was a beaming dad and I'm talking Ice-T and I'm like, dude, I really got to get back into running. Like the words leaving my mouth were, I forgot how much I just genuinely enjoy this. Right. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey man, you should, you know, I work out with this group of guys and this was in Exarban. He goes, you know, I even work out here sometimes. And he threw out, you know, he's like, oh yeah, it's, you know, it's based around faith. It's based around this, that, the other. And he, you know, he listed out all three F's, but for whatever reason, right. I had this stigma when I got to the faith part, I'm like, I already got a church. Like, you know, yeah. It was that thing of like, are you knocking on my door looking for me to join. Right. So anyway, I was just kind of, you know, I was super happy, right, for the invite, but at the same time, I'm like, gosh, I don't know. Right. Fast forward about 9 months or so, I was talking to Dr. Thunder. So Thunder and I, both of our sons, or, you know, one of my son and his son, had play every sports season together. Right. So mm-hmm. always with the guy, always bumping into him, started following him on Twitter. Cause he's, you know, just kind of a, if you know Thunder's sense of humor, right. You know, he's a good follow. If he drops something out there, you better be looking at that crap, right? Because it's usually pretty good. So anyway, one time I bumped into him. I'm like, hey, what's this recording about? You know, what's this deal you put on Twitter? Like, this is weird. So he's like, dude, just come with me and you'll find out. So anyway, Probably like a lot of guys, I avoided him for like a week and a half. I'm like, shit, he's gonna ask me to go with him again. So, you know, I'm gonna dodge this, right? Well, then, you know, one night, I loved it. I was out of excuses, and he's like, hey, I'll pick you up tomorrow. Just show up. Like, you'll like it. Anyway, so I was lucky enough to go to the feast. So Fancy Feast was my first workout. Is a sub-queue situation. So Lightbright was on the queue. I remember him, you know, dropping some knowledge on us. Like, hey, I worked till midnight last night, and I found out that I can't remember who was supposed to queue. They got sick, right, the night before. So anyway, went through the workout. Loved it. You know, it was kind of a little bit of an instant hook on the physical part of it. And I was like, yeah, this is a great way to get back. But I was like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, one, nobody likes to wake up early in the morning, right? So I'm like, what am I going to do with that? And, you know, do I need the connection to guys, right? Like, I kind of had fooled myself maybe in thinking I didn't need it. So I remember I came home and I was talking to my my wife, and I was like, gosh, you know, I don't know. I really loved it, but, you know, I just don't know if I'll get back. Well, you know, as the world does, about 30 minutes later, I got a text from Thunder, and he's like, hey, why don't we go Dragon's Lair tomorrow? I'm like, you know what? The endorphins were flowing, right, man? I'm like, hell yeah, let's do this, right? So, you know, went to Dragon's Lair the next day. It was probably one of the hardest, you know, workouts I had in my first year. So shout out to Doppler. He kicked our asses. It was, I don't even know what was going on at the time. But we did, you know, more Merkins than I'd done in a workout in a long time. I hadn't been a runner, right? And we got in 2+ miles that day, and it was just, it was fantastic. And, you know, from there, my EH story kind of continued. We went to coffee after, Dragon's Lair, and a number of guys were like, oh, you live in Aspen Creek, huh? And it's like, yeah. And they're like, well, you know, I bet Speed Square really love another local guy showing up at the boundary line on Monday. You should do this workout. It's great. And, you know, like, yeah, sure. You know, I'm 2 in. And so, you know, my third workout was a Murph, and I was like, well, shit, if I can do this, you know, we're in, right? So that was kind of it, you know. From there, you know, one of the kind of, you know, moving into the first F space, one of my things, is I'm a creature of habit, right? Like, I'm pathetic in some regard because I'm a creature of habit. But for me, you know, if I can have a box to check off, or if I know where I'm going to be at a certain time and I can write it down and plan on it, you know, I kind of get hooked. So I don't know, it's probably a week or two in, and probably like a lot of guys do, and I probably have it here in my desk drawer still. But that first year, so I made out my little grid. You know, I love Excel, right? I'm a finance nerd, right? Mm-hmm. I made my grid, and I wrote down to myself, you know, I'm posting at least 4 days a week for the rest of 2023. And that was kind of my accountability, you know, for the first F that got me in. I was, I needed something, right? Like, you know, the magnet was pulling on me, right? Mm-hmm. And it kind of was a continuation of that EH. Like, that was my tool to really, you know like, hey, am I showing up or not? What am I doing? And anyway, in the long version, I don't do many things short. That was kind of my EH story.
Well, wow. who gets the credit for the EH? Is it Ice-T, or are we giving it to Dr. Thunder?
You know, Thunder's who I put down on the Google sheet, so yeah. He gets the win.
Yeah, he picked you up, right? So if he
that's
you
right.
Up,
yep.
Well, I think we missed the part. How did we get land on Peg Leg?
Yeah. Oh, good question. So, you know, I remember standing in the circle, and you know, Thunder didn't prep me here. I got to give the guy a little crap. He didn't prep me for what I should share and what I shouldn't share. So, you know, I immediately kind of started describing the things that like really meant the most to me. I needed some of the poke, like, you know, we give a lot of guys in regard to like, yeah, you know, like tattoos, embarrassing prison stories. Like, I needed some of that, but I didn't get that. It was like, hey, tell us about yourself. So I went deep, man. It's like talking about my kids, talking about my family. You know, I kind of got deep, and somebody threw up Mrs. Doubtfire, and I was like, oh shit. Like, this, like, we don't, it turns out there's already a Doubtfire. So I dodged that one. But the crowd was kind of stumped. And I think it was Ketchup throughout, hey, where are you from and what's the mascot? So I grew up in Petersburg, Nebraska, a small town kind of northeast, north central Nebraska, and we were the Pirates. And just like that, peg leg it was. So, you know, despite popular belief, I do have both legs. I'm not an amputee, but the Pirate theme stuck.
Nice, man. Well, you said after the first workout, you were kind of hooked or you enjoyed it enough. But, you know, what did you think overall, the setup, the cadence, the names of the exercises? I know that can kind of throw some people off. I mean, what were your initial impressions?
Yeah. So I'll back up a little bit more about me. So, as I mentioned, I grew up in small town, Nebraska, played 8-man football up and through my sophomore year of school. And, if you know anything about 8-man, it's a track meet, right? Yeah. So football practices are heavy on conditioning. And we had like, you know, maybe a dozen or less plays, right? So it was just a lot of conditioning and, you know, good old fashioned, football coaches where it's like, hey, we're going to go hard. You know, you're going to get tough love and you're going to get pushed hard. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how I grew up understanding fitness. It was, hey, you know, you need to put in workouts in the off season, you know, or else. And then when practice showed up, it was really like, hey, get your butt moving, right? Like, you know, there was that structure, there was that kind of, you know, encouragement. And at the same time, it was, a little bit like, hey, this is what my buddy's doing, or this is what the team's doing. And I don't want to let those people down. So I've always kind of, you know, be it in the gym or you know, on my own, there's always a little bit of that, like, okay, am I pushing the hard enough the way that I should? Yeah. I maybe a flaw that I have is I always think about, like, am I getting towards perfect or am I getting towards what I should be doing rather than, it is what it is, right? So when I showed up and there was, hey, this is what we're going to go do. And that day is like a 2-man grinder type situation, right? So one, I had somebody with me, right? So there was that, this is what's going on. And I need to try to keep up with this guy. And, you know, we're getting pushed around here. And I want to be, you know, one of the team. And then part two, it was just like the no BS approach to the workout. Like, I mean, I, you know, kind of leading up to that, I hadn't done a burpee in like forever. Right. And, you know, we got to the push station and it was, I can't remember what it was, but it ended with like 10 burpees. And I'm like, holy crap. Like, hey, you know, I can't believe this junk. But at the same time, there's a little bit of that, like that hook, right. In regard to like, wow, this is kind of what I know fitness to be, right? Like an OBS in your face. Hey, let's just go out and do it type of thing. So the structure, you know, the approach really kind of, you know, struck some chords with me. And I think, you know, when you're left to your own creative freedom, sometimes it's easy to take the easy road, right? I just used easy twice there, but it's easy to, you know, kind of to take the road that's paved, right? When there's some structure there, it's like, hey, this is what it is, right? It leaves you one less excuse to get out of it. And that's part I really liked.
I love that. You mentioned Petersburg, and I know that town because I know Truly, I think, is from there, and T-ball. Did you grow up with those guys?
Yeah. So Truly is one of my older brother's age. So I knew Truly growing up and T-ball. Yeah. The same. So yeah, it was kind of neat, you know, being such a small town, like immediately like, hey, cool. Like I know these guys, you know, Bear Grylls grew up just down the road, in the town over. So yeah.
That's awesome. I love it. I forget Truly is old, so I got to give him crap for that. I love this idea of just like the similarities, right? Sort of in your fitness journey and what F3 is offering. Talk us through like, how did you do pre-runs? Did you do IPC? Kind of curious, like as you got into the group, where did you find that groove in some of the other things like coupon workouts, that sort of, is that, where did you kind of find your rhythm?
Yeah, man. So to me, I think I found my rhythm in the pre-run, pre-run space. So, you know, I've had this conversation with Crowdsource a number of times. You know, everyone can show up at a beatdown you go through it. Maybe you leave the beat down and you're like, that just wasn't my bag. Right. Yeah. Or more times than not, right? You leave it and you're like, dude, that guy nailed it. Like, just so well planned out. But the conversation that Crowdsource and I have had is, the pre-run there, you know what it is, right? And you know what your goal is for that day. You know, am I training for something or am I just out to get an easy 3 miles? You know, what is it? For me, I guess what probably hooked me was, hey, I'm going to get up, I'm going to go, and I know I get this workout in. And I know that when I stack the pre-run or beat down on top of a pre-run, you know, I'm pretty exhausted, right, when I leave the day. It's kind of been the thing that, you know, that has gotten me back in the groove. You know, I forgot about, you know, how much you enjoy physical activity. You know, it's easy to look at it and be like, ah, crap, I don't want to do that. I just had a bad day or I don't have time, that sort of thing. But you know, now I'm going through, I don't know, kind of an interesting season of life where work has gotten really busy and my schedule has kind of really stunk. But, you know, honestly, thanks to F3, like what I have found myself doing is, you know, 6 o'clock comes at, you know, at night and, you know, I didn't post that day. Right. But you know what? Like I put my shoes on. I try to grab one of my kids. I'm like, hey, jump on a bike. I'm going to go run and I want you to come with me. Right. Or I've tried to make more space to where with my wife, we'll be like, hey, let's go to the Y. Like, that has to be a part of my life. And, you know, honestly, it was really, finding that groove and getting into that space where, you know, that there was a life changer. Right. I think it got me out of this funk of like, well, it's just easy to do this and got me into that space. And, honestly, forever grateful, right, to just, you know, get elevated out of a rut and find a version of myself that I would rather be. I think it was, awakening for me to, when I did find, why is the first F important, to see the ripple effects that it has on other things. So like, and again, you know, as I said earlier, I'm a creature of habit, right? So some of the things that I start to notice when I'm like, okay, I need to course track, my sleep goes to crap, right? Because I'm letting myself stay up too late I sleep like crap after I drink, right? So it's like, hey, I'm not going to get up tomorrow. So I'll have a handful of beers and I'll stay up late watching some stupid show, right? And then you spend the whole next day like, why am I so tired, right? Or, you start eating too much. It's like, whatever. It doesn't matter. I don't have to perform, right? Or you find yourself in these grooves and ultimately that ripples out into what kind of dad am I? What kind of husband am I, et cetera. So for me, having that structure and that reminder of the person I want to be, it's huge.
I love it. And I love this idea of being conscious of how just one aspect of your day, right, is having ripple effects on who you're being as a dad, who you're being as, a boss, employee, whatever it be. I also like what you said about the pre-runs. I mean, I've always viewed the pre-runs as like the great equalizer, right? I mean, whether that's you're accelerating the fitness aspect just at the beat downs and you need something a little extra to get you a little bit more. Or as you were saying, like there may be times where, it's kind of a day where you're going to go easy or maybe the workout's not pushing you necessarily as hard as it can. So having that pre-run option there is just another way to push yourself even harder and get yourself in whatever rhythm you think that you're needing to hit your goals. I love that. You also said like when you started, you didn't know if the hook was going to be, you needed to have guides and involvement with other guys in the group, stuff like that. But then the pre-runs, I feel like, is where you get one of the most big boosts in the second F component. So I am curious, did you kind of find yourself leaning into that?
100%. Totally. I guess a couple things. First, I've always been like a one or two friend guy. So, maybe that makes me a weirdo, but it's just the truth, guys. It's kind of the way I've always been wired to where it's like, I just really value like the one-on-ones, the, hey, maybe three guys, that sort of space where you can really listen to somebody, you can really share your thoughts, and it's kind of that captive friendship. Correct. So anyway, that's always been a big thing for me. So I love the like 7 to 8 packs workout. You know, like I dig it, right? It's just you find a way, you find your space, right? And so anyway, that's just kind of been my thing. But to your point, Pony, like the pre-run's fantastic because, you know, sometimes you can't breathe, right? Like you're doing the hills or whatever. At the same time, it's you and another person, or, you know, maybe there's three of you, or maybe there's one other guy kind of going your pace. And you do find those connections, right? And typically, you know, kind of depending on where you're posting, right, you sort of know who's going to be there for the run, right? And so you look forward to, you know, having that way to connect with somebody and just, yeah, you know, get a little bit of that, like I said, captive, you know, sort of a friendship going on.
Well, and that's kind of the bread and butter, right, is the smaller workout groups that you're describing anyway. That's the idea for F3. Once we get to the larger groups, that's when we're looking to starfish out. Okay, hey, we're having consistent 15 to 20 guys here. Are we not serving a particular area? Are we getting so large that that one-on-one or that small group setting just isn't happening anymore? And so people that really thrive off of that are missing out on an opportunity to you know, engage. So I think that's all well said.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, the pre-run to me, it's funny how it got started, but I think hearing over the years just the impact it has on first F, second F, I mean, just the number of opportunities and things that come up there. I am curious, just kind of in this first F kind of vein, where are you at today? Like, do you feel like you've achieved fitness goals? Do you feel like you're at the maybe the weight you want to be, or can you lift what you want to lift or run as fast as you want to run? Or how do you view that? Some guys have all these goals and they hit them, and some guys are just like, I just want the daily checkbox and I'm not so concerned with how many of my abs are showing in the mirror. I don't know. What's your take on that?
Yeah, no, I love it. You know, I often talk about the, you know, the seasons of life. I've had a few of my COTs on that, and, you know, I truly do believe that there's nothing constant, right? The minute that you believe that it is and you have it all planned out, you know, God throws something else at you and you're like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'm going through something else now. So, for, you know, kind of my story or my take on it is, you know, it's probably up until, I think it's November 5th was the Lincoln Havsy last year. If I'm remembering the date right, I felt like I had hit the spot. Like I honestly did. I was like, man, you're kicking ass. Like, you know, clocked in a time that I never thought I'd be able to do. Was at a fantastic weight. You know, was hitting my routine on all cylinders, you know, all that good stuff. And then I kind of started just working through, you know, season of, you know, just kind of nagging injuries to where, you know, I think part of it was maybe a little bit of overuse. You know, find out later it's just not stretching, like, you know, that sort of thing. Right. And it kind of threw me in a little bit of a different trajectory. Then that, you know, that got worse here this past spring, and, you know, it pushed me back. So, you know, I got to a point where I'm like, yeah, like this is where I want to be, sleeping good, feeling good, you know, executing workouts the way I want to. And then, you know, I got knocked back. Right. And unfortunately I feel like if I, you know, like look at a pizza, I gained 10 pounds. So, you know, a lot of the weight came back, that sort of thing. My pace has dropped, you know, so I'm kind of in the spot now of wanting and needing to get it back. So, you know, that's kind of the season I'm in now, right? Is trying to work back.
I am curious, you know, as you're, you know, cause you're describing something that a lot of guys go through, you know, ebbs and flows of their physical fitness, their engagement, whatever it is within the group. As you feel yourself waning or pulling back from the group, what are you doing to re-engage?
Yeah. So, you know, a couple of my focus areas now are one, you know, finding the connections, finding, you know, setting goals, getting targets out there. So the Harvest Moon Hustle is what's hanging out there for me now. So that's coming up here in September, right? So it's kind of my, you know, the accountability partner from like just you know, that fitness goal perspective, right? Like, hey, I'm going to show up and I'm not going to embarrass myself, you know, that sort of thing. And then in regard to, you know, connecting back with you know, just getting back in the swing of the guys, right? It's just, you know, trying to set those targets out there, right? In regard to like, where am I going tomorrow and who's it going to be with, you know, the you know, kind of the back to one of those bread and butter concepts, right? Of what's going on.
Yeah. It's we all go through these seasons and I do remember a couple of your, COTs, just being able to share that and be vulnerable with the guys about what season you're in. And, yeah, I think wherever you're at, you know, it's like you could come back, maybe you were 4 days, 5 days a week and you come back and you can only do one, but I think either way you remain a part of, you know, the group, which is so cool. Mm-hmm. Kind of on this second F thing, you mentioned being like a 1 to 2 friend guy. I like that. I think, you know, it's hard to be friends with everybody, right? Especially when you got 2,500 guys in the group, but there's certainly like you see these guys and everybody's got a smile on, everybody's a great dude. And just kind of curious, like your, you know, well, I would be curious, did you get the 1 to 2 friends to come? Like, are they, you know, now coming out to F3? And then would also be curious, like your journey, like how did you see relationships maybe change or enhance or as you kind of got more ingrained into the group?
Yeah. So I guess a couple of things that I've noticed. One, I don't, you know, I'm kind of like your introvert extrovert kind of guy. Like I'm the guy where my wife's like, hey, we're going to a party tonight. I'm like, I don't want to go. And then the minute we get there, I'm like, hey, cool. Like here's 12 people I want to talk to. Right. And you know, like in a work environment, like I don't need a lot of credit. Right. And I don't want it. And I don't want the fanfare, but you know, when you have like somebody in a leadership role call you up, like, hey man, you just really kicked butt on that. Like, great job. Right. Like that's huge. And that's kind of what makes me tick. Right. So, you know, initially kind of joining such a big group, I was like, God, how can I be not noticed? You know, like, how can I just come and grind, you know, make my kind of, you know, small connections and go home. That was honestly my thing. And then I was like, I didn't really look at coffee as like an option necessarily right away. It was just more like, this is what I should do. Yeah. Like I, you know, coming out of, you know, I was a work from home pretty much all through COVID type of guy. And now, as you can tell, right, my office is in my basement. So, you know, most days of the week I am at home. So I was kind of like, oh, cool. Like, here's a chance to actually, you know, have a connection, see other people in person, you know, be able to punch somebody in the arm, right? Like reach out and touch them. Right. Yeah. And, it kind of broke me out of this space of like I said, back to the party analogy of like, oh no, I don't want to go. And then happy to be there, more into a space where like, okay, you know, I might sit down in a, you know, a Hy-Vee somewhere in the metro area with 15 guys and I look forward to it. Right. And, and like I said, for the most part, I try to view coffee more as like an extension to where it's not, oh, should I go do coffee? But it's like, okay, I did my workout and now I'm going to go get this extension of it. And that's, you know, kind of really, I guess, just changed my view on the need for, you know, the male-to-male connection. You know, some of my favorite conversations have just been around the struggle of parenthood. You know, when you're a jerk teenager, you know, you just think your parents are stupid. They don't get it, right? But then you flip it around and all of a sudden, you know, you're a parent and you're like, this is the hardest job I've ever had. Yep. So, you know, being able to have a conversation with somebody about, you know, here's my own flesh and blood that is just stressing me out. I don't freaking get them. Why is this so hard? Why am I so mad at them? But at the same time, I love them more than anything. Mm-hmm. You know, having that conversation with another man, and maybe you don't even know that other man that well, right? But you're going through the same crap. You know, and I shouldn't call it crap, but you guys know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
You're going through the same struggles. And to be able to just kind of like set the slate clean, do it in an environment where, you know, like potentially if you talk to your wife about that, right? You know, she's like, these are kids, you know, there's a little bit of that judgment that goes with it. Right. So being in this judgment free zone of just, you know, other guys are going through the same struggles or the same successes. Right. And have those connections. It's kind of like allowed me to unlock a little bit from just like, okay, I can only talk to, you know, this guy cause we're friends. Now it's more or less sitting down knowing that, you know, kind of everybody's there for the same reason, right? Everybody has the same experiences. And, you know, somebody says hi and they want to be nice. There's no reason to pull back, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, just dive in and embrace it and move on.
Yeah, I think it's pretty unique. I mean, outside of church groups, whatever you're a part of, you know, maybe you're super close friends. It's not very often that you can find an environment where you just get a soundboard from 15 other guys that, like you're saying, maybe going through the same thing. And, and I think that can be huge. You know, you were talking about your kids. I am curious, what do they think of this whole thing? You know, what do they think of dad doing this workout group?
Oh man.
Growing up recess, I guess.
Yeah. You know, the kids love it. At first there was a lot of confusion, right? Just from the family in general. And then, you know, my wife has commented numerous times just in regard to like, you know, I think she is quicker to comment on me missing a workout than anybody else. Just cause she's, you know, like, hey, you're in so many words, you're a better, you know, version of yourself, when you're going. Right. So that was the reaction there. My kiddos, you know, one, I think they see the stress relief, you know, come out. I think, you know, they notice it. They've, you know, they never talk about that part. They're more, you know, interested in, hey, can I look over your shoulder when you're, you know, watching a Name-O-Rama? And do I know that guy and what's his name? And, you know, when you run into somebody, they're like, hey, dad, who, like, what's that guy's name again? Right. So they're intrigued. My boy, actually all three of them have been to, you know, a workout before. You know, they've done both, you know, 2.0 workout beatdowns as well as just regular beatdowns, and they get it, right? There's been that connection there.
That's awesome. What, remind us, what age are your boys?
Yeah, 14, 11, and 9. So okay. boy, girl, yeah.
Okay. So have all three kids, even your daughters, been out or just
the Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we had there's a 2.0 at Dragon's Lair. It was the pre-Halloween. So, you know, got to give Crab Cakes a lot of credit. So he does a fantastic 2.0 workout, kind of, you know, leading up right in that prime Vala season. And, you know, she was lifting pumpkins and, you know, doing curls with apples and all that stuff. And it was fantastic.
That's awesome. I, you know, it's so cool to just hear your journey in this space. And I'm curious if you... Cause I know you're not the only guy that is maybe like this introvert, right? And you're sort of like, how can I be hidden in this group? Any advice for a guy that's maybe in that space and, you know, sort of trying to figure out how do I navigate? Like, basically I got all these guys trying to talk to me and I'm maybe not, that might not be the mood I'm in. I don't know. Any thoughts there?
Yeah. You know, I guess my encouragement is you're not alone. You're not unique. You know, I think that, I think I can be guilty of, you know, hey, I'm special, or, you know, this is something that's happening to me and somebody wouldn't understand, you know, be it work stress or family stress or just, you know, any stress of life or a situation you don't want to be in. Correct. Mm-hmm. And then when you actually make an effort to connect, you know, kind of back to what I was saying before, right? You realize that there's a lot of others in that same space. And, you know, it's a source of strength, I think, to find folks to connect with. And, you know, I guess as I've learned more to embrace the relationships and that, you know, it's okay to open up, right? It doesn't make you look bad, right? You know, it's really, you know, changed my perspective, maybe changed my, change my outlook on, do I want a connection or do I want to avoid a connection? Right. Mm-hmm. Like start to, you know, see the value in it. So, you know, I'd encourage folks just to embrace it. Know that there's others out there that are like you, right? You just gotta just make a little effort.
For sure. Yeah. I think the thing I love is F3 is, at least for me, is my space where I can talk through things and I don't have to really have a filter. Right. It's like anywhere else, I kind of have to think about the approach and like the specific words I'm using. And within F3, like I can say what's on my mind, ask the questions on my mind, and I'm going to leave still being friends with those guys. Right. There's not a whole lot of judgment. Right. It's, you know, I love it. And a lot of times it's somebody says, yeah, me too. I've dealt with that. And if you're lucky, it's a guy like Lincoln Logs, who's got the experience, right? He's chronologically gifted and is able to give you some wisdom there, which is something, you know, if you tell people at work, right, they're going to immediately judge you or maybe change how they interact, or at least at my workplace. But you know, I'm curious, as you think about the second F2, like, were there other second F events or other places maybe where you have been able to find that sort of fellowship opportunity? I hear you say the pre-run and coffee are big, but like, I don't know, have the happy hours or the Vallis pumpkin patch or any of those things been something that you found valuable or helpful?
Yeah. You know, probably the second F piece that has done it for me, and it kind of, you know, bleeds into the third F space, is just the awareness, you know, the awareness of something bigger. And it, you know, kind of building on, you know, one of my last points about, you know, you're not alone, right? You're not unique. You just got to go out and find those connections. You know, be it a pre-run conversation, coffee conversation, or, hey, I'm going to go do a race with somebody or whatever, right? Like it just is kind of that, that humbling awareness that, you know, in this world that we live in, you know, there's a lot of other things going on. There's a lot of bigger things than yourself or, you know, a success or a challenge that you're currently going through. So, you know, that ability to be grounded, you know, every day, you know, if you make the beat down or not, right, that just, that reminder, has been huge for me. And I remember actually my COT from my VQ, I was talking about awareness, and that has hung with me, you know, from the moment I sat down and thought about what does this mean to me? And you know, I'll admit, like, sometimes I lose focus on it? Sure. You know, I think everybody does, but it's, you know, it's one of those, you know, it's one of those things, right? It's one of those structure items that, you know, showing up and, you know, say you're doing a string of pearls that day or something like that. And, you know, I don't know, maybe you're kicking ass, right? And you're out front, but, you know, kind of turn around and realizing like, wow, like, look at that guy. Like he had the awareness to go back and pick up the six. Right. And then you remember like, hey, that's the guy I want to be. Mm-hmm. Like that's the human being I want to be. Right. So, okay. Yeah. I'm going to loop back around. And then, you know, then you go to work, right? And you know, you see somebody struggling. It's like, okay, well, do I put my head down and do my own thing? Or do I realize that that person's on my team? We have the same goal at the end of the day. Do I loop back around, you know, put in some more time there, right? Do I need the credit, right? Or do I know that this is part of the greater good? And I mean, you know, that's moved into the family space. That's moved, you know, kind of into a lot of aspects of my life. So, you know, is that second F? Is that third F? You know, I don't know, but it's been those moments that the you know, creating that awareness that there's a bigger picture out there. That's where it's really clicked for me.
I love that, and I love this idea of like carrying that, pick up the six into the workplace, into your family. I've tried to like give my team like a mini COT on picking up the six. It's different in the workplace, right? But I think, like you said, if you're aware, right, and just looking for it, right, sort of paying attention, like, is somebody around me struggling? And even just reaching out saying, hey, let me know if there's anything I can do to support or help, or, you know, I think just that is so cool. Liberty Core Real Estate is your homegrown real estate broker. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate, whether personal or investment, Armando, aka Brian, and Megan Michaels' company is ready to serve you. With Command Center in Old Town Elkhorn and agents all throughout the metro, they are more than ready to guide and serve you in your next real estate endeavor. Whether your next move needs to happen now or in 5 years, call or text Armando at 402-770-2165 to get your questions answered. And a special offer for F3 Nation PAX members, Liberty Core will donate $250 to your sponsor of choosing for every closed transaction. Stop looking, start finding today with Liberty Core Real Estate. You know, on this kind of third F piece, and I do, it's interesting, right? You're like, I don't know, is that second or third F? All three. It's hard to pinpoint it, but would love to just get your kind of journey, you know, maybe go back a few years, talk us through growing up and what life was like from a third F kind of faith perspective.
Yeah. So, you know, I grew up in, you know, I don't know if I'd say strict, but I grew up in a Catholic family, right? Where it was, if it's Sunday morning, your butt wasn't out of bed, you're getting chewed out. You know, it wasn't a, are you going? It's a, why aren't you up and ready to go type of environment. So for me, faith, you know, started out as, this is what mom and dad are making me do. This is what I know that my grandparents and my family have always done. And that is what it is. So that's where it started. I remember going to, you know, being a freshman in college and, you know, being like, cool, I don't have to go. Like, because that's what faith was, right? Faith was being told you have to go to, you know, church and you got to do these things. And then all of a sudden I was like, wow, there's kind of a piece missing here. So then it was kind of a discovery of, you know, okay, what's my, you know, religion going to be, right? Maybe religion and faith are two different things. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, no, this is how I grew up. Like, I like this, right? It was missing. And then it kind of turned more into, maybe there's a transition there from a religion of faith, just like, okay, well, what's the actual pro point of this, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know, like what is it here? And you know, how do I want that to be kind of a part of my life? And so, you know, for a number of years, it was kind of like, it was there. And then we had kids. So then it was like, well, you know, do I, you know, want to set them up on, you know, a religion, right? Versus like a faith, right? And so we've, as parents, have tried to like really show more, hey, this isn't just what, you know, you're told to do, but it's what we want you to do and how we want you to think about yourself as a person, right? And yourself in the world and kind of, you know, truly what, you know, to me, faith is believing in something bigger than yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Believing in this greater being, whatever it is. Like, I truly don't care, you know, as just, I believe that, you know, you should have belief in something bigger than yourself, whatever it may be. So, you know,
and are they receptive to that? I'm just curious.
The my kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think there's a little bit of like what I experienced, a little bit of like, this is what mom and dad are telling me to do. So,
sure.
You know, we have some work to do, but it is kind of cool seeing them embrace, you know, different, you know, aspects of just my mother-in-law. You know, I got to give her credit. She's awesome at just encouraging people to be good humans. Mm-hmm. And so when I see the kids, you know, engage in third F activities with her, it's fantastic, right? Because you're seeing them just want to be a good human and believe in this, you know, hey, how do we make the world a better place? You know, probably the coolest third F, you know, really faith piece for me in F3 has just been hearing other men pray. Like, you know, when you ball it up at the end of a beatdown and you're hearing somebody like, wow, I've never heard them talk like this. You know, mm-hmm. I've known this guy maybe for a long time and, you know, I've never heard him speak like this, or just hearing what's on a guy's, you know, it's on somebody's heart. Right. Or, you know, just somebody, you know, standing there in a circle, hey, this isn't what they do, but they're opening their heart up. You know, they're kind of asking for, you know, the strength, right. Of that bigger thing for, you know, the 12 guys that are there that day. That part has been pretty, just phenomenal and another, you know, maybe one of those moments of just awareness, you know, in regard to how we all kind of view it and look at it.
I love that. What, so are you guys back connected to a Catholic church today, or did you kind of go a different route, or talk us through that? Just curious.
Yeah. Well, as I told you, I'm a creature of habit, man. So we are practicing Catholics, and, you know, I don't know if it's fear that my mom would chew me out or, or the habit part of it, but no, it's my wife, you know, my wife grew up that way. So it's been, you know, just a part of kind of our identity, maybe a little bit, in regard to, you know, what we do and, you know, what we're going to embrace.
Yeah.
Well, that's great, man. Well, appreciate you sharing too. That can be a tough subject for people to talk about. So certainly appreciate you being vulnerable there. Do you want to talk about your leadership experience? I mean, being a PsyQ, how that went about, and, you know, was it everything you hoped it to be?
Yeah. So how did it come about? So I was on a pre-run with Unicycle, and so disclaimer here, I could probably hit a golf ball close to the dune from my house, right? So it's maybe I'd have to hit two shots, but you get the point, right? I'm pretty darn close. So, so the dune's always, you know, been, you know, just been a spot for me. I was on a pre-run with Unicycle, and he's like, "Hey," he's like, "my vision has been that, you know, when we hand this over, that it kind of stays with this local connection to the neighborhood." And, you know, he had described his vision of, you know, "Hey, I would like to see even more PACs from the neighborhood because it's here, you know, it's a part of the neighborhood, you know, let's really have it be kind of, you know, sewn into the fabric of the neighborhood." So, you know, he's kind of telling me about it. You know, honestly, I was like, "Okay, what do I need to do?" And back to a little bit of that, you know, "Hey, I'm unique and special," thinking I'm so busy, I can't do this. Well, you know, short conversation later, it's like, "Nope, I got this. You know, I can do it," that sort of thing. So, you know, I agreed. And to be honest, the year went so fast. You know, yeah. I per some advice from Griswold right away, went something like this, right? "Hey, when the beatdown comes to your site, it's not necessarily about you getting the most kick-ass workout of the day, right? It's about the PACs and making sure that every PACs member from, you know, the last guy to the strongest guy up front gets a workout that they're after." And at first I'm kind of like, that sucks. Like, you know, "Hey, what if I only post three times that week? That means I'm giving up one." And then I kind of thought more about it, and I thought more about, okay, when have I shown up and it was like just totally sucking wind or really struggling for one reason or the other, or just didn't feel good. There's always that guy there, right? And it's kind of that like call back to this bigger being, right? Mm-hmm. Of like, okay, what's the point? And so then my view kind of flipped around from like, well, what do I really need to do as a site queue? And like, you know, how many times do I need to be on Twitter a week? And, you know, like, hey, what's the scheduling part? That kind of went to the side, and it's just kind of like, okay, cool. That's neat. And that's over here. And really my focus shifted towards, okay, when somebody shows up, I want them to have somebody. And when the beatdown is going on, you know, how can I just be a tool to that beat down so that, you know, it's an enjoyable experience and that nobody shows up and, you know, is getting left behind or is, you know, out of sync of what's going on. So it was kind of like the experience was really cool. So it sort of went from like, here's things that you need to do to like, here's things that you like get to do and here's how you can make it, you know, an rewarding experience for somebody else. You know, like I said, it flew by, and I was really, really happy, you know, just how easy it was to like find somebody to hand the flag to where you're like, yeah, it's going to be the same, you know? So Larry Legend has taken it over and, you know, has done a fantastic job of kind of just having that openness and, you know, that like comforting feeling, right? As folks show up.
I love it. And what was really cool is just to see, you know, so I think at the Shovel Pass, Larry he caught a clip from Unicycles episode, and shared that. And when you hear sort of what, you know, the vision Unicycle had when he planted that flag and just the guys that have continued that forward, I mean, it's just this amazing like thing, right? You look at the legacy of, and each site has that. And, I don't know, it's just so cool. I'm curious if, as you think back about your time as a site Q, like, and I don't know, I just hearing you share your perspective, I think that's some advice for current site Qs, but anything else that you maybe found along the way that was like just really helpful or just things that you would share with other guys, maybe as a piece of advice or words of wisdom.
Yeah. You know, beyond what I shared, I guess the only other thing I would say is don't overthink it. Mm-hmm. I guess that was kind of my resolution as it went on. I mean, I being a structure type of guy, I remember, you know, I was like, all right, I'm going to have the perfect schedule here. And I'm going to get cues from all over the metro. And, you know, it's like, I'm going to have guys cue that have never, ever been here. And just, you know, kind of this, like, you know, trying to like mastermind it. And, you know, then it was kind of like got into the groove and kind of started talking to other guys. And they're like, yeah, you know what? Maybe just leave some spaces open. Like, yeah. you know, just like let there be that spontaneous cue, like let it happen. Right. So for me, it was kind of like freeing a little bit, you know, to be like, okay, I don't have to have this planned out perfect. You know, I don't have to, you know, try to be exotic in regard to like, okay, I want this many Sarpy guys and I want to get somebody from East Omaha and you know, that, and it just, you know, I think I found maybe too late, you know, just a spot of like, okay, like just, you know, who's really going to be into this. Right. Mm-hmm. And who's going to show up and deliver, you know, a heartfelt COT, who's going to show up and, you know, really be genuine in regard to like, I want to drop, you know, just a fantastic beat down on these guys. Right. So, you know, I would say, hey, don't overthink about it. Don't overthink it, you know, focus on the group, focus on making sure everybody has a good spot when they show up for a beat down. They don't feel alone. They feel welcome. That'd be my advice.
Yeah.
I love it, man. I love it.
So much of what the site cues learn or where I think it's fun to watch guys grow is like, there's a lot of self, you learn a lot, right, about yourself and you sort of gain a lot of growth just in that space, just how you perceive things and how you interpret. And it's just cool to hear from your perspective. I know, I got the site Q flag way too early and I was sort of like, why is wait time letting me do this? And sort of, you know, but at the end it gained a lot of confidence that I needed at that time in my life. And,
I think it's pretty common for the site Qs to come in with this grand notion of what it's going to be. Right. Yeah. And that's all self, right? I mean, kind of what you're hitting on. And then over time it's like, well, that's not really the primary function. Those are all ancillary functions of what you're doing. And sounds like you figured that out. Took me 2 years to figure that out before I passed on the flag. But
he wouldn't even give up the flag. He still thought he was so important, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, well, any, you know, words of encouragement or anything that we can do, prayers, thoughts and prayers for you if we see you out in the gloom?
Yeah, you know, right now, I guess my focus, my struggles, you know, if I'm going to open up is I'm, you know, going through just a different kind of patch in my professional life. So it's been a crazy string of weeks here of, establishing myself in a new team, establishing myself kind of in a new industry. So it's been wild. I mean, I, you know, unfortunately, I think I rescheduled on you guys twice, which just made me feel like I'm right. Just a total turd, but that's kind of the way things have been. So, you know, it's been a lot of late nights, a lot of early mornings, that sort of stuff. It makes posting difficult. Mm-hmm. So for me, I'm trying to, you know, get back into my structure, get back into my routine. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, poetic in a way. You know, you run into stressors and like I said, I'm kind of running into these stressors in life right now. And one of the things that helps me is to get in my routine and to post and to make the connections with the patch, right? But what's one of the things that can be the easiest to go, you know, kind of sit to the side a little bit when you're stressed out and you're like, man, I just need two more hours of sleep, right? So I'm like going through this internal struggle where it just makes me feel like absolute crap, to be honest, because it's like, you know, you're stressed out with kind of what's going on. And you're wanting to do good and you're wanting to be impactful. And, you know, you have these things going on. And at the other point, you know, at the other side of it, it's making you miss out on a piece, right? And miss out on something that really makes you feel whole. So, you know, I'm honestly just trying to reestablish my routine and, you know, even coming into today's, you know, call with you guys, I'm like, man, I sort of feel like a hypocrite because I have gotten out of my routine of, you know, where it was like, hey, I'm, you know, going to post 4 or 5 times a week, like at minimum. Now I'm like, you know, hey, I hope I get out like 2 or 3 times, just, you know, kind of working around, you know, professional type stuff. And, it's back to that, you know, kind of like what's the version of me I want to be and how do I get this all reset? So my focus, you know, right now is just getting back into the right balance. You know, I know, you know, you can't have too much of anything, right? So I'm trying to get back into a balance that works. I'm trying to get back into just a normal, you know, schedule too, right? So that's where I'm at. That's my focus. Like I said, I, you know, getting out of my routine has made my fitness go kind of in an opposite direction too. So just trying to get back into that routine and back in the cycle where it's just automatic. You know, that's where I want to be.
For sure. Well, you had a new company, new job, new company, or same company, just a different job?
New job, new company. So all of the above, which has been fantastic, right? It was, you know, one of the struggles that I had that actually, you know, made F3 really pop for me was I was struggling in my kind of professional identity. You know, I kind of found my spot myself a little bit in the like, hey, is this really where I want to be and what I want to be doing? And it depressed me. Mm-hmm. To be honest, you know, I felt like I wasn't whole. So finding the, you know, the connection to, like I said, something bigger than me really helped in that professional space. And then, you know, took a step back and was like, okay, what do I want to do here? And what challenges do I want to get after? And, you know, I found myself in a new organization, new job, really, you know, enjoying it. But at the same time, one of kind of my flaws is when, you know, I'm new and when I, trying to establish myself, I kind of let it own me a little bit and like try mm-hmm. to live to this, you know, like perfect rather than realistic view. And, you know, I've been letting that get in the way a little bit in regard to, you know, just kind of getting me out of balance. So, like I said, that's where I'm trying to figure out right now is just, you know, how do I reestablish the balance?
Yeah.
Well, I do want to reaffirm you that it took some confidence to make a change, right? So I'm encouraged that you did that. I just want to reaffirm you as a man, as a person, that's tough to do. And, you know, we'll all be praying for you that you find some type of rhythm, whatever that is. And I guess my last parting words to you is I've had some great advice given to me where the rhythm you had before may not be the rhythm that's right for you moving forward. And so whatever that is for you, just lean into it and accept it for what it is. So
love it.
Yeah. Look at that. Pony growing up, dropping wisdom for our guests here. Man,
I love it.
I think he just turned 30. So I don't know. I think he's I love it. And I would just echo, you know, hearing your story, it's clear that you're a leader, right? And you know, you should be confident in who you are as a man. I love getting to be next to you and maybe I'll text you and post out at the dune one of these next weeks here and we can run together, but we'll do a little name-a-rama just to wrap it up here. I'll start us off. Brandon Fleehardy, 38, The Plague.
The Plague. John Whitworth, 33, Pony Express.
Pony Express.
Brad Sarr, 40, Peg Leg.
And we say R like a pirate, like a
That is a popular callback, yes.
Okay. Awesome. Love it, man. Thanks for your time. This has been great.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Yeah, I appreciate you, brother.